This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
What's up, Reset fam? It is Sasha. Just letting you know that all this week we'll be featuring episodes from our series, What's That Building? Every couple of weeks on the show, our architecture gumshoe, Dennis Rodkin, brings stories about buildings across the city with surprising histories. And if you want to learn more and see the buildings that we talk about, you can check out his articles at WBEZ.org. All right, on to the show. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. If you don't recognize that song, it is the theme for the 80s TV series Fame. It depicts a fictional performing arts high school in New York where future stars get their start. Today on the podcast, we're talking about Chicago's own version of Fame. It's Wendell Phillips High School in the Bronzeville neighborhood on the South Side. Here to tell us all about it, as always, is our architecture insider, Dennis Rodkin. Dennis, I mentioned this high school is in Bronzeville, but situate it for us. Where exactly is it and what does it look like?
Okay. It's on Pershing Road, which is 3900 South. It's between Giles and Prairie. It's a beautiful classical revival building. You could set a show like Fame there. It's a big brick, very stately building with limestone pilasters, hooded doors. It's a very grand building built in 1904 and named for an abolitionist.
Mm. Well, I compared Wendell Phillips to the Fame High School, but that isn't exactly right, right? Because Phillips, it's not just a performing arts school.
It's not just a performing arts school. We're going to talk about a lot of alumni, and many of the most notable ones mm-hmm. are from the performing arts. But there are so many people, so many Black people who have come out of that school and achieved. I don't know how many we can list in the time we have, but
go right ahead.
George Johnson, who founded the hair care products company. John Johnson, no relation, who founded, who published Ebony and Jet. Two recent police superintendents, Temuel Black, the civil rights activist and historian who died just a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. Earl Dickerson, also a civil rights activist, Negro League players. And those are only people I've named who aren't entertainers. When we get to the entertainment list, I could go on three times as long.
Before we do that, give us a little bit of the history of how the school came to be.
Okay. Late 19th century, Chicago is growing fast. The near South Side or the mid South Side is booming with stylish mansions. It really was the fashionable Lincoln Park area of its day. And so the population is booming. The school population is booming. And the city needs to build a big high school and builds this big one. Primarily, the students were at that time primarily white. And then as the Great Migration brought countless Black people up from Mississippi, Louisiana, the mm-hmm. South, the rules of segregation in Chicago confined most of them to the area, to that area, as white people moved north. And so it becomes very quickly a primarily Black high school.
I see. Well, your story that's up online right now at WBEZ.org, I love how you start with this detail, which is that there's a song that plays between classes at the school. You actually made a recording of it for us, and I want to play it right now. I just want to start whistling. How about you?
I do too.
So for folks listening who maybe aren't basketball fans, or maybe they don't immediately recognize the song, where does this come from?
Right. Not as memorable as Fame, not as recent as Fame, but it's Sweet Georgia Brown, since the 1950s, has been the theme song of the Harlem Globetrotters, who also got their start at Wendell Phillips High School.
Yeah. And despite the name Harlem Globetrotters, I mean, they actually have a strong connection to Chicago.
They
right?
do. It's interesting. They were named the Harlem Globetrotters basically because Harlem was short for black in the 1920s. Mm-hmm. So they came out of the reason the music plays before the bell is that the first group of basketball players, they were called the Savoy Five. And then in 1927, the name was changed to the Harlem Globetrotters. Most of those first 13 players on that team were Wendell Phillips alumni. And so now when you walk into the school, they're sort of, when you're walking the halls of the school, they're honored by the playing of this theme song, which when I first heard it, I thought they're doing it because I mentioned the Globetrotters on the phone
right.
when I arranged the tour. But no, every time you're going from class to class or the school day has ended, you're reminded that this institution of basketball started at Wendell Phillips.
I would just be too busy skipping along.
I think so.
to
and
the
whistling,
beat.
Yeah.
and whistling to the beat. So the Harlem Globetrotters, they're just the tip of the iceberg in terms of alumni. Talk to us about some of those entertainers that you teased earlier.
Oh, there are so many.
As you scratch your head, because I feel like the list is super long.
Well, my list is, I had to shorten the list, not quite an entertainer, but an arts figure, very well known in Chicago. Gwendolyn Brooks is an alumna. Mm-hmm. She was the first black winner of a Pulitzer Prize in 1950 at age 32, not far out of Wendell Phillips. And I should say, not all of these people graduated. Some attended and then left as their careers were launching or left for other reasons.
I see.
Sam Cooke. Also, he's one of the dropouts from Wendell Phillips, who went on to, an incredible musical career before he died at age 33. For people who don't know, You Send Me, Chain Gang,
oh
A Change Is Gonna Come. Those are some of his hits.
Classics.
It's around the same time, we've got Nat King Cole, who had over 100 hits on pop charts and was in 1956, was the first African-American person to host a nationally televised TV show. His songs include Smile, Though Your Heart Is Breaking, Mona Lisa, Unforgettable. A lot of these are mid-20th century figures. Annie Lee is one, but she has some brand new relevance. Annie Lee.
The painter?
The painter, yeah. So she was a very well-known painter in Chicago. She's a graduate of Wendell Phillips. One of her most famous paintings is from 1985. A lot of them were seen on TV show, The Cosby Show and A Different World. But the new relevance is in December when Lizzo was on Saturday Night Live. She did sort of a set piece that was a recreation of Blue Monday, if you remember.
Really? I watched Lizzo on Saturday Night Live, but I didn't know all of that was happening.
It's a direct recreation, and she acknowledged it after, obviously not before, because she wanted the element of surprise.
I'll have to go back.
On the show, there's this sort of blue bedroom, and Lizzo is in a white slip, and sort of her head is down, and what she looks like is she's sort of rising, oh, I'm so tired, do I really have to get up and go to work? Which is what this image is that Annie Lee painted in 1985.
That's awesome.
Also from the 80s, my favorite Wendell Phillips alum would be Marla Gibbs, who was on The Jeffersons.
That's right.
If I were picking the music to play in the halls, it would be The Jeffersons theme song.
Oh my gosh.
She also, of course, was on 227 and was the producer of 227. And pulling her forward into the present day, she was on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. What a legend.
It's kind of amazing when you go through. There's also, so there are others. There's Dinah Washington, a jazz great. There's Thomas A. Dorsey, who essentially created gospel music. Pop Staples went to night school at at Wendell Phillips. There's Wendell Phillips, and for a while there was New Wendell Phillips, which was essentially a second campus. That became DuSable, and some of these people attended one, both.
I see.
Pop Staples attended night school. George Kirby, who was a TV star and impersonator in the 70s and 80s. It just goes on. But then let's go outside entertainment for just a minute, because even the principal of the school was a groundbreaker. Maudell Busfeld, who was the principal for a time, was the Chicago Public School's first black principal of an elementary school, and then the first black principal of a Chicago Public Schools high school. So it just goes on.
I mean, and what are your thoughts Dennis, about what accounts for so much talent coming out of this one high school.
Well, you know, part of it is so much talent came out of Bronzeville.
I mean, you mentioned a lot of it was circumstance, right?
We get so many blues musicians in Bronzeville and jazz and gospel musicians in Bronzeville. But also, I talked to the principal, Rashad Talley, who amazingly is the son of a Wendell Phillips alum. And he was talking about how, you know, the Great Migration sends a lot of people up from Bronzeville, up from the South to Bronzeville, and they're essentially sort of confined to this space. And what he said is, you know, these are people who rose above their circumstances, who found a way to make the system work for them. Nat King Cole, mm-hmm. All of these people were groundbreakers, and they were saying, you know, you can't put a roof on me, put a lid on me.
Yeah. Was there an especially strong music program?
There was. And there again, we're talking both Wendell Phillips and new Wendell Phillips or DuSab. There's a man named Captain Walter Diet. Many people, there's also a Chicago public school named for him. He is credited with sort of helping launch a lot of these careers. And when you read about him, you find a lot of artists like Nat King Cole saying, essentially, without going to Walter Diet's classes, I wouldn't be where I am. And so that's a big piece of it.
You know what I'm curious about? Take me inside the school. Like, is this history, it has to be prominently featured in the school. Please tell me so.
It is. Yeah, you walk in. So you walk in and there are some paintings, some beautiful old paintings and, like, you know, whatever. Then you go up the stairs, and when you're standing at the security desk, that's where you start to get the history of the people who've been in the school. There's a Hall of Fame. There are photos of people lining the walls. You see, again, police superintendents, you see lawyers, you see these entertainers. And, you know, I think probably every high school has something like this, but this one, the pictures stretch down the hall, around the corner. There are so many of them. Some would be less noteworthy than, you know, Nat King Cole or Earl Dickerson, but over the years, so many people have been nominated and their pictures are hanging on these walls. I think it would be really hard to be a high school kid and walk down the halls and not on your phone be Googling, well, who's that person? What did that person do? And maybe get some inspiration that day. The other way, there are two other ways that the alumni are memorialized in the building. On the second floor, there's a mural that has Maudell, Boosfield, and
that
some of the
principal
alumni.
Yeah.
And they're all sort of identified. So that would be something that brings it to your attention as a student. And then a recent addition to the back of the building. This is one of those giant public schools, and they've added just last year a big athletic facility in the back, and there's an athletic hall of fame there with some trophies and Globetrotters jerseys and things like that.
I don't know if you, when you were in the building, first of all, I'm picturing you just getting lost in all of these photographs and going floor to floor.
Talking about Googling names, I was doing it as I was going down the hall.
Were you Googling names? Yeah. But I don't know how much interaction you had with students, or if any at all. But, I mean, do you think that being a student there now, current students, do they feel maybe a sense of pride about their school? Or does this sort of add pressure to live up to something great?
Well, I think it could add pressure to live up to something. And I think it's also possible. I thought it was cool that the Harlem Globetrotter song is playing. But if you go to school there for 4 years, you might start to hear it in your sleep and get a little sick of it. But I think it's a really nice way. You and I talk all the time about how history sort of reverberates for you or vibrates as you walk past a building. I think it's a great way to, as the principal said, realize that successful people have come out of this building, especially at a time. The thing he said to me specifically was, successful people came out of this building in the day that African Americans were not expected to achieve, not permitted to achieve. Mm. And so if you think of the people who came out of the building then in the 20th century and went on to greatness, I think it would be sort of a help for you today as a 16, 17, 18-year-old to think,
yeah,
I could be the next Nat King Cole.
That's a big deal. I would be inspired.
I think so, too. I mean, I went to a high school that was brand new, so there were no distinguished alumni. Now the only one I know of is somebody who won on American Idol, which was, you know, 30 years after I was in high school.
I went to a school that now, going back now, it looks very tiny. It looks so much smaller than it did when I went there. And the people known from that school were not noteworthy. They weren't doing anything good.
I bet there's a picture of you going up in the lobby soon. But
oh! That would be nice. Speaking of Wendell Phillips, though, I mean, the school's gone through some transition inside. I know they just did a gym expansion.
Right.
Is that right?
Just added a big gym.
What does that look like?
Looks brand new. It's really nice. It's interesting to go through this building because, again, it's one of those giant Chicago public schools. And the building itself was high school and elementary school at one point. So you've got that big edifice that faces Pershing, as I said, and then you go back and back and back. And again, so going back to my high school, I went to high school in California.
Okay.
Every department is another little building.
Yeah.
This is one of those giant, this is like a town in one building. And the athletic facilities added on now are, well, one of the interesting things is they have a gym with enough seating for people really to watch a game. The old gym is upstairs with very few seats. And this is a team that has had basketball championships.
Yeah.
So they've got this nice gym as well as a more sort of, I guess I would say, grand entrance because you come through that Athletic Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. It's like going to one of those nice built-up suburban high schools where you come into the gym and you feel that athletic tradition.
Yeah. Well, any sneak preview for what you've got coming up next, Dennis?
Yes, we're going to go the other direction and go to a brand new building.
A brand new building. All right. Well, we can't wait. Dennis Rodkin is a residential real estate reporter for Crane's Chicago Business, and he's Reset's What's That Building contributor. Thank you, as always.
Thanks, Sasha.
This episode of Reset was produced by Andrew Merriweather, and it was edited by Ethan Schwab and Meha Ahmed. Catch episodes of What's That Building all this week by subscribing to our podcast. And when you do, leave us a rating and review so that more listeners can find our show. That'll do it for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk to you tomorrow.